Then we'll stop by and bring you a pound of something.
All right. My name's Russell Dickerson, and it's just me, my guitar, and y'all tonight. Touching down from a 6-night honeymoon, sun-kissed kids, still drunk on love. Went from all-inclusive margaritas in Malibu to praying we could pray rent this month, yeah. That doormat says welcome home, but I think it's where I'm with you. It's more than some bricks and stone. No, there ain't nothing like home sweet. You and me ain't got much, but we got all we need. Wherever the wind blows, wherever this life goes, baby, all I know ain't nothing like, nothing like home sweet, you and me. Your love is like a port swing on Sunday, just as gentle as a summer sunrise. Well, they say it's where the heart is. Well, mine's with you, Nashville. Long as I got your hand, I'm fine. Come on. Could be white brick and picket fences, or some busted AC hotel room. It's all picture perfect if you're in it. No, it don't get much better than home sweet. You and me ain't got much, but we got all we need. Wherever the wind blows, wherever the life goes, baby, all I know ain't nothing like, nothing like home sweet. You and me. I got my baby here for the first time at the Grand Ole Opry. Ah, yeah. And this third verse goes out to him. Little acre and a two-bed farmhouse, Polaroid kids with a red sold sign, sitting on boxes in the living room laughing and crying, just staring at them two pink lines, yeah. Oh, time to make a little more room in our home sweet. You and me, yeah, we got it all. You're still all I need. Wherever the wind blows, wherever this life goes, baby, all I know ain't nothing like, nothing like.
Russell Dickerson, everyone, doing what he does best right there. All right, coming up, Chris Lane will be here. After that, Jamie Johnson and Randy Houser are teaming up. And tonight, Steve Warner celebrates 25 years as an Opry member. Hello, friends. It is Bobby Bones. Welcome to Opry Live. There's so much to celebrate tonight. Not only Steve Warner's Opry anniversary, but tomorrow is Mother's Day. You know, none of us would be here tonight if it wasn't for our moms or grandmas. So big love to all of you out there. And if that's not enough, this week is Teacher Appreciation Week. Think about it. If it wasn't for inspiring teachers, where would you be right now? So we're helping the CMA Foundation ensure kids have access to music education. You can donate to help support music education and the teachers behind it if you text the word TEACHERS to 707070. Who knows? Maybe you'll be helping a student get a shot at that stage someday. Well, the guy standing on that stage is a shining example of a great music education. His father was a choir director. His mom taught piano. He's a proud graduate of Belmont University's music program, and he is exploding right now. Here again is my friend, Russell Dickerson.
Oh, man. It goes without saying, every single time to step in this circle is the biggest honor in country music. And so thank you all for welcoming me into the circle, into your homes, into your cars. And like you said, May is the month that I have been chosen to be CMA Foundation's artist ambassador. And it's also fitting because tomorrow is a very special day. And my mom is here tonight. Kara, where are you at? There she is. That's my mom right there. I love you, mama. And so what the CMA Foundation does is supports music education across the entire country. And that beautiful woman right there, my mom was my fourth grade music teacher. And she wasn't too hard on me. She wasn't too hard on me teaching the recorder and the glockenspiel. And so, anyways, I love you, mama. Dad, so glad y'all are all here. And I'm going to play one more song for y'all. And turns out to be the longest running top 10 in country music radio history. This song is called Love You Like I Used To. Well, girl, I've always loved you, but something's changed. Blame it on time, the road or the ride, but it ain't the same. 'Cause it's a different kind of feeling, not the one I knew. From the sweet on your lips to how your hand and mine fits. Girl, I've always loved you, but I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you, yeah. More than every single day before. Didn't know I could ever love you more than I did. But baby, I do. I don't love you like I used to. No, no. 'Cause what we got ain't got no ending, like a band of solid gold. Yeah, it's sweeter with time, like strawberry wine. It gets as good as it gets old and old. We thought we knew what it meant way back then. Oh, but I keep falling, all in, higher than I've ever been. Oh, no, I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you, yeah. More than every single day before. Did he know I could ever love you more than I did? But baby, I do. I don't love you like I used to. No, 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 no. No, 'cause I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you, yeah. More than every single day before. Didn't know I could ever love you more than I did. But baby, I do. I don't love you like I used to. No, love you like I used to. No, oh, I don't love you like I used to.
Tonight's Opry performance is in association with Shriners Hospitals for Children.
Russell Dickerson, everybody. How amazing is he? What a beautiful way to start out our Mother's Day celebration and our Teacher Appreciation Week that we're all celebrating right now. Here he is, here to hang out with us and talk. Russell, you sound incredible.
Oh, you're an angel.
You sound so good. Thank you. Your voice is soaring, and it feels so good to see you performing for people.
Oh, it feels so good to perform for people. I mean, And, you know, I wanted to kind of strip it down a little bit tonight. I kick off the 8 o'clock hour in just a different key. And
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that.
Feeling it.
Well, you've got your mom here and dad. Yeah. You've got your baby boy, Remy, here.
We got the whole fam.
And that makes it really special to be on the Opry.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about your CMA Foundation ambassadorship. Other than your parents, who are both music educators, who would you talk about as your favorite music teacher?
Man, there was actually a guy named Mr. Wells. He was my music school, middle school chorus teacher.
Aww.
And, like, he helped us put on, like, the most awesome, like, middle school program. He let me sing, like, 98 Degrees. And I, like, you know, got all the sixth grade girls just, like, screaming.
Oh,
you know what
my
I'm saying?
That's exactly what
awesome.
I would expect from middle school Russell Dickerson.
Right, 98
Fantastic.
Degrees.
Amazing. Thank you so much
for chatting
with us.
Thank you, Natalie. You're amazing.
Best night.
Thank you.
I adore that man. Isn't he the greatest? Well, you guys, this is going to be such an amazing night here on the Opry. I'm so excited we're celebrating Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas and grandmamas out there. And then also Teacher Appreciation Week. So help us support the CMA Foundation in their support of music educators, making sure that music education is available to students all across America. It's so important, and it's so simple to help. If you would like to help out, all you got to do is text the word TEACHERS to 707070. So text TEACHERS, it's right down there on your screen, to 707070, and then it will give you a little link and a prompt. I did it earlier. It's so awesome, and you can donate any amount that you can give, even a dollar. It will help, and it will be for such a good cause. I can say personally, I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have all the music teachers in my life. But right now, we got a lot more music to get to on the Opry. I'm going backstage to Bobby Bones.
Hey friends, welcome back to Opry Live. I'm Bobby Bones, and if you just tuned in, tonight we're celebrating both Mother's Day and Teacher Appreciation Week. And what does every single mom want more than anything? To support the great teachers in their kids' classrooms. And that's why we're honoring both mothers and teachers by helping the CMA Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to support music education across the country. Help us make sure our kids get access to a great music education. To donate to the CMA Foundation, simply text TEACHERS to 707070. You'll be helping kids get hands-on experience with music and probably making some moms, grandmas very happy. All right, I can tell you for sure, this next guy values music education a lot. He might not tell you this, but he helps bring free music instruments to school kids right here in Nashville. I mean, he's putting his hands where his heart is, and he's got my respect for that. Here is Chris Lane.
Thank y'all so much. Well, I don't know about you, but I never come into this fight on a Thursday before 10 o'clock. But I thought, what the hell, why not? Well, I don't know about you, but I never walk up and talk to a stranger. But when I saw you, I had to, I just had to. Well, girl, I know your favorite beer, 'cause you told me and I bought it. Well, you can leave me sitting right here, but if you feel like talking, let's go. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo by the first day? Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. Yeah. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? You would make sure we're spinning round and round. Are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything, till there's nothing I don't know about you.
How we feeling up top tonight, y'all?
Well, I don't know about you. We can dip, we can slip out the back. Fleet of Saint, put your feet on my dash. Find a spot past the railroad tracks and never look back. But before that, what's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo by the first day? Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back, yeah. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? You would make sure world spin around and around. Are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything, till there's nothing I don't know about.
Yeah, I know you like Bud Light. Know you got blue eyes. Know you got my heart beating this far. Tonight we can drop in, fall into something, in the perfect place to start it. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse say? Tell me this, do you kiss on a first date? Don't hold anything back. Yeah. What's your dream time? Girl, where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? Are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything, cause there's nothing I don't know about.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Look, here's what I want to do before I jump into my next song right now. Where's all my mamas in the house tonight? Where's all the mamas? If you're a mama in the house from the front to the top, I want you to stand up real fast. Stand up real fast. All my mamas in the house. Let's give them a hand, y'all. This world is a better place because of y'all. And I have a song that I want to dedicate to all the mamas in the house tonight. I just released this song yesterday. So happy Mother's Day to all of you. This song's called That's What Mamas Are For.
In jumbo trailers down the drive, build a tree house in a backyard with a black and Decker skill saw, or fly that front porch haunting flag up high. Yeah, there's some things that they can do just right, but I'm sitting here missing mama tonight. She's got a marked up King James hard to go. Got too much on her plate but never let it show. She put her blood, sweat, tears in her raising me. Maybe a little more. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's what mamas are for. Sneaking down and raising too much jealous entertain. When I got back home, she was waiting on the porch. Wasn't pissed off, didn't cuss me. She just held out her hand and said, give me back the keys to my Accord. And don't disappoint your mom like this no more. Hey. She's got a marked up King James hard to go. Got too much on her plate but never let it show. And she put her blood, sweat, tears in her raising me. And maybe a little more. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's what mamas are for. Yeah, she was a Girl Scout, she was a prom queen. She rode shotgun and cut off blue jeans. She went to college till she dropped out. Settled down in a night kind of lockdown. When life run rain, she got good and great. This old pawn shop guitar that I play on. Yeah, thank you, Mom. She's got a marked up King James hard to go. Got too much on her plate, but never let it show. She put her blood, sweat, tears in her raising me. Maybe a little more. Thank you, Lord. That's what mamas are for. Oh, thank you, Lord.
That's what mamas are for.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas in the house tonight. Thank y'all so much. My name is Chris Lane.
Everybody with his brand new song, That's What Mamas Are For. And it was so fun to see all of the mamas in the house standing up with us tonight. This place is, it's not packed, but only because it can't be, but we are sold out at 33%. It feels so good to have so many people in the house, and everybody's been keeping their masks on and staying away from each other so that we can keep those numbers growing. We can't wait to have even more people in the room with us. It is so, so exciting. Now, some of the fun things that have been going on Circle lately is the Circle Country Countdown. We've been talking about this show. It's so much fun. It's one of my favorites. It's such a fun show to watch, and it's so easy to watch, too. You don't have to think real hard. But it's really fun to guess who's going to be on the top 10 list. So this week, the theme is, are you ready? It's top 10 greatest country music families of all time. Country music families. Okay, now this one is not the most obvious one to me. I'm not sure who all I would put on that list. I mean, obviously, the Cash family, the Carter family. You think about Waylon and Shooter and Jesse, or Loretta Lynn and Crystal Gayle, Hillary Scott and her mama, Linda Davis. I mean, Tim and Faith. I mean, there's so many that we could put on that list, but you need to take a little guess at that. That comes on Wednesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central on Circle. And this week is all about Teacher Appreciation Week. We talked about it a little bit earlier. You've heard Bobby say it. But make sure that you just take a second and think about the music educators in your life and what they've meant to you. It doesn't matter if you're a professional musician or not. These teachers make such a big difference in our lives. So if you would like to help out and donate to the CMA Foundation's cause for supporting music teachers all across America, text TEACHERS to 707070. Now, the Circle release of the week this week. Y'all, this is so fun. I love this song. I didn't know it before tonight, so I was very excited that this was the release because I got to be introduced to it myself. It's Riley Green, If It Wasn't for Trucks. Now, when you hear a title like that, your first thought is probably not, oh, wow, this is going to be a super emotional song about a truck. But y'all, it is. It's about those highs and lows that you experience in your truck for the first time. You got to check him out, Mr. Riley Green. And right now, we got more Opry with Bobby Bones backstage.
Welcome back to Opry Live. I'm Bobby Bones. I've said it a bunch of times. You guys all know it's true. Music is a universal language. If you think about it, it starts in school because music has an almost magical quality of unifying students and creating a positive environment, which is why the CMA Foundation's mission is so important to ensure all students get access to music education. So let's all help. Donate. Text the word TEACHERS to 707070. Let's keep the music playing in our schools. All right, back at it. These guys coming at you are heavy hitters in their own right, both brilliant songwriters, both powerful singers. They can reach right inside you and wring your heart out. Put them together. That's a country music dream right there. And tonight that dream comes true. Here is Jamie Johnson and Randy Houser.
Mississippi River, ride with me Evangeline. If we leave right now, they'll never even know we're gone. You say you ain't never been south of Macomb. We can drive all night to get there, watch the sun come up on Jackson Square. If we leave right now, they'll never even know we're gone. Won't you ride with me down to Louisiana? Roll with me down to New Orleans. We'll dip our toes in the Mississippi River. Ride with me, Evangeline. That gave you your name, your name, and ride with me down to Louisiana, roll with me down to New Orleans. We'll dip our toes in the Mississippi River. Ride with me, won't you ride with me down to Louisiana? Roll with me down to New Orleans. We'll dip our toes in the Mississippi River. Ride with me, Evangeline. Our toes in the Mississippi River. Ride with me, Evangeline.
Y'all look weird. They let us take the britches off her face when we walked in here, so that was very kind of the operator. I know, just like the rest of y'all, we're all looking forward to everything kind of getting back to some sense of normal, but ain't this been so much fun getting fat? Just fat. I mean, me and Randy Houser, we were the biggest duo in country music when we started touring acoustic back in February. And now we're the biggest losers. We've lost about 50 pounds apiece. And we need a tour to get us back to moving. And out of the kitchen, I think the biscuits were killing me. I tell you what, it's good to see a Grand Ole Opry crowd here in Nashville. We love them.
Thank y'all so much for letting us come out here and play our songs for you tonight. We'll play this one.
I can hear the angels.
take my hand. Lord, lead me home.
Johnson and Randy Houser. Y'all, it just doesn't get better than that. What a spiritual experience. Hearing those two voices together, I firmly believe those are two of the best voices in country music, and that was such a beautiful set here at the Grand Ole Opry. Wow. Whew. Man, I love these nights at the Grand Ole Opry. Thank you guys for joining us from all around the world. I'm seeing the comments come in on the live stream. I am Natalie Stovall, and I love getting to hang out with you guys while TV and radio are doing that commercial thing that they're always doing. And y'all, tomorrow is Mother's Day, and we're going to be celebrating with programming on Circle all day long. There's going to be a lot of Mother's Day programming. So during your Mother's Day celebrations, if you need to have a little something on the TV, put it on Circle because you're going to like it. We've got country music shows with Martina McBride, Carrie Underwood, Lady A, Reba, Caroline Hobby, Christina Ballard, Samantha Bush, and so many more. So tune into Circle tomorrow for that. And Circle is everywhere now. It's so awesome because you can get it just about anywhere you are, whether it's your mama's house or your grandmama's house or at your own house. It doesn't matter. You can find Circle. You can find Circle on the Xfinity app, Peacock, Roku, Samsung, Vizio, and the Zumo app. It's so awesome because they keep adding the list and it keeps getting bigger and better. So you guys, find yourself some Circle TV. And then tonight, what this whole night has been about is Teacher Appreciation Week, and we want to say a big thank you to all the teachers out there. And we also want to help the CMA Foundation in their support of music educators and making sure that music education is accessible to every student in America. It is so important. We actually have quite a few of the official CMA Music Teachers of Excellence here in the audience tonight. So the CMA Foundation honors teachers throughout the year. They've been doing this since 2016, and they've honored over 120 music teachers and given over $700,000 to support their work. And a lot of that money usually comes from CMA Fest, which didn't happen last year and won't happen this year. So we need you to donate, teachers, to 707070. But right now, we got more show coming at you, so I'm going backstage to Bobby Bones.
Welcome back to Opry Live. Hey guys, I'm Bobby Bones. If you just tuned in, tonight we're celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. We're doing it by helping the CMA Foundation's support for music education. Now, it may seem that music education is something that's just for fun. And it is fun, but studies have shown that it builds confidence, it encourages collaboration, it teaches discipline, it connects students with their emotions, and maybe, just maybe, provides tools to be a confident, well-adjusted adult. Well, that sounds like a recipe for a bright future to me, so let's make it happen. To donate, text TEACHERS to 707070. You can do it. All right. Tonight, we're also celebrating a milestone. 25 years ago, on May 11th, this next guy was inducted as a member of the Opry family. Since then, he's appeared on that stage countless times. He's invited and inducted many others to become Opry members. He sets the bar high for all musicians and raises the game for everyone around him. Quite simply, this business is better because he's in it. Let's all wish a happy 25th Opry anniversary to Steve Warner.
Oh, you guys, no, come on, man. Come on, y'all. Hey, how you doing? Good to see y'all. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Are we having fun? Well, it's great to be back. And I got to tell you, if you were listening from home, watching from home, we're glad you're doing so. And you guys in the audience, we can't express how great you guys look and how wonderful you sound. Thank you for being here tonight. Ready? Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing.
Remember to Mr. Steve Warner. I couldn't help myself on the side of the stage over there. I made eye contact with Randy, who plays the piano. I was twisting. I couldn't help it. It was so much fun. I did not expect him to play that song tonight. How awesome. Celebrating 25 years of being a member here at the Opry. Pretty amazing. Now, you guys, I can't believe it's already almost the end of the show. How does it go by so quickly every single week? It blows my mind. But we got to talk about these Authentic America new episodes hitting circle this week. It's Charlie and Nan Kelly on their Indian motorcycles exploring the South. They meet everybody from craft beer brewmasters to hot dog makers and teach us all kinds of interesting facts about them and how we can't live without them. And this week they're going to be in Montgomery, Alabama, and stop by a motorsports museum and a science museum to feed sharks. That was what just threw me off and made me stumble, because I did not expect that, to say that they were going to feed sharks. Interesting. So we got to check that out on Tuesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. And that just happens to be right before my show, The Southern Weekend, which comes on Tuesday nights as well at 10:30 Eastern and 9:30 Central. That is such a fun show. Now, we've been talking about it all night. The CMA Foundation, they are doing such amazing work and making sure that they are helping all music educators all around America be accessible to all of the students. So if you would like to support that cause, please text teachers to 707070. There's so many inspiring stories from all of the artists tonight about their favorite music teachers and the people that I loved hearing Russell Dickerson talk about his middle school music teacher, especially since both of his parents were music educators. And there was an inspiring story that Randy Hauser told us about his community college band teacher in Decatur, Mississippi, Mr. Thomas Carson. Now, Mr. Carson recognized Randy's music interest and talent. He arranged for Randy to get a scholarship to a community college, and Randy said he wouldn't have been able to go to college without it, and that his teacher, Mr. Carson, encouraged him to get out of this town and go find your music. And that right there was the catalyst that made him go, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to move to Nashville and do this thing. So thank you guys for your support. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. We'll see you next week. I'm going backstage to Bobby Bones.
Welcome back to Opry Live. Well, a great show like this is a reminder that we all really do need music in our lives, which means we need music teachers in our lives. So let's make sure that continues by helping the CMA Foundation's support of music education. You can donate. Text the word TEACHERS to 707070. Let's help ensure our present and our future remains full of music. Okay, as long as this man is standing on a stage, we are guaranteed great music is about to happen. One last time, here is Steve Warner. Good night and happy Mother's Day.
25 years, can you believe that? That night, I remember I was so nervous, too. Bill Anderson was the inductee. Inductor, I guess you'd say, right? Is that how you say that? He inducted me. Okay, I'll say it that way. But I came out, I was so nervous, and I remember Chet Atkins was my guitar player that night. I asked Chet if he'd play, and a pretty good player with me that night, wouldn't you say? And I looked back at Chet standing right here, and I rambled on. I was trying to say the great, perfect words, you know, like Vince Gill would say. He always says the perfect stuff, and I was trying to do that. And I remember I rambled on and on, and the great Chet Atkins bends over and whispers in my ear and says, Stevie, I think it's time to sing now. And we did. So. Well, hey, I want to give a shout out to teachers here tonight. I know we have teachers, I believe, in the audience. And I want to say thank you for what you do. Underpaid and underappreciated, right? I'm telling you. Thank you, teachers everywhere. And let's see, I want to say... Happy Mother's Day to the moms out there, all you mothers. Brother Terry, this gentleman that looks a little like me over here. Brother Terry, I think there should be a Hall of Fame for mamas, actually. There should be. I was lucky to have a big hit record with the one and only Glenn Campbell a few years ago called The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. There ought to be a Hall of Fame for mamas. Scared and crying. Then she took him and held him to her breast. And he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest.
It didn't seem to matter what he did. He could always count on Mama to survive. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he always found a twinkle in her eyes. Creation's most unique and precious bird. Heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. She taught him all the attributes of greatness that she knew he couldn't learn away from home.
the time she wore the cover of her Bible, her hair was green and her little man was gone. Creation's most unique and precious world. Heaven held us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Yes, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Warner Family Band is on stage at the Opry. I like that. Well, this is a great night. We're celebrating Steve Warner in 25 years as a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and the fun is just beginning. One of Steve's greatest gifts to the Opry and to country music has been his influence on younger artists. And we have a surprise for Steve tonight on this 25th anniversary. We would like to welcome one of his biggest fans, a much, much younger member of the Grand Ole Opry. He doesn't know that he's here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Garth Brooks.
Don't you love Steve Warner?
GB, you made it, man, for me. That's awesome. Hit me the bass, y'all. Come on, man. How are you? I haven't seen you forever. How are you?
Well, just since the COVID started, so about 5 years since we've seen each other.
I know, it's 5 years, yeah. 20 years ago. No, it's...
Hey... 25 years.
25 years.
Congratulations to the Opry. Congratulations to you.
Thanks, man. Man, I appreciate that so much. I want to say thanks while you say thanks to the Grand Ole Opry, the Circle. Thank you, everybody here, all the stagehands, this fantastic band, Opry band behind us, all the players. Thank you guys so much. You've just made a dream come true for a country boy here. I really do appreciate it, man. You gonna burn some Roadhouse down? You feel like it? Y'all ready? A one, two. A one, two. A one, two, three. Well, the crowd is getting restless, smoking loud and hot. The band is seating up and giving everything they got. Somebody check the exits in case a fire breaks out. We're bucked and tied, it's something out. We're burning the roadhouse down. We're burning it down. We're burning the roadhouse down. The band is in full swing. Man, there ain't no stopping now. Nothing left but ashes. Sunday rolls around. But it's alright, it's Saturday night. And we're burning the roadhouse down. One spot from that fiddle bow set this place on fire. Hey, it's so cool to be here in the hottest place in town. It feels so right, it's Sunday night, and we're burning that roadhouse down. We're burning it down. We're burning the roadhouse down. The band is
is in full swing. And there ain't no stopping now. Nothing left but ashes. Sunday rolls around. But it's alright, it's Saturday night and we're burning the roadhouse. Play one, Randy Hart. And there ain't no stopping now. There'll be nothing left but ashes. Sunday rolls around. And it's alright, it's Saturday night. And we'll burn the roadhouse down. Hey, there'll be something through the ashes. When Sunday rolls around. And it's alright, it's Saturday night. And we'll burn the roadhouse down. We'll be right back.
Love you guys. Thank y'all for being here tonight. What a fun night. Thank you, Mike. Good night, folks. Good night, Mike. Thank I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. And thank you for being with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. We'll be back next week. The Opry is presented by Humana on The Legend, 650 AM WSM. WSMonline.com. Don't forget the WSM and Grand Ole Opry apps and Sirius XM satellite radio. Until then, I'm Mike Terry. Good night, everyone.
This broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. Copyright 2021 Grand Ole Opry.
I don't have my acoustic tonight. We'll play you guys. Garth said he wants to play some tunes if y'all, you're good.
No, it's not that. I would have played more on that last song, but I ran out of notes. Sorry.
I didn't cheat. I didn't lie. So your leaving took me by surprise. Just a note on the table, seeing we're through. And at first I went crazy, so it took me some time, but I finally read between the lines. It's not what I did, it's what I didn't do.
My record didn't sound like that.
I didn't tell her each day I loved her. I took it for granted that somehow she did. I didn't hold she needed a shoulder. It's not what I did, it's what I didn't do.
Now it's easy to see why her love died. She was planning her night by the TV guy. She needed me with her more than I knew. I was too busy working and getting ahead when I should have been home loving her instead. It's not what I did, it's what I didn't. I didn't tell her each day I love her. I took it for granted that somehow she knew. I didn't hold her when she needed a show. What I did, it's what I didn't do. It's not what I did, it's what I didn't do. My stuff better than I know my stuff. You do, man.
And Anybody that loves country music knows your stuff, man. You, can I ask you a favor? I got Mandy with me, and Mandy's, you know, she's got a crush on you so bad, has her whole life. She loves The Weeknd. Would you, and you heard you were going to play The Weeknd, and you weren't going to play The Weeknd. Would you mind playing The Weeknd for me? Oh, well, not for me, for Mandy.
Let me see.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Will you jump in and sing? Mandy, where are you? Right there. Will you sing it with me, Gar? Sing harmony, play.
Oh, man.
Couple of days isn't a very long time. Why can't I just walk away? I used to be good at goodbye. But out on the water, under the stars, I let the moonlight play a trick on my heart. You had some fun for the weekend. Took me out to the deep end, and I fell right over. I didn't think once. I finally got something worth keeping. And if I can have you tonight, at least I have the weekend. Spill of the night, it sure can get under your skin. And just for a moment, I held you too close. Now I'm all out of time, and I don't want to let go. You had some fun. Took me out to the deep end, and I fell right over. I didn't think twice. I finally got something worth keeping. And if I can't have you tonight, at least I have the weekend. Yeah. Thanks so much, man. Would you do me one? Do me something, man. Do something for us. We want to hear you sing, man.
Hit bar room, every bar, no more, go stare.
to your silver long neck bottom
and go
my hand.
I love you, man. You guys got about 2 hours. I'll tell you some good stories on that guy. If you got a couple hours to just, yeah. Can I do one more for you guys? I'll do something. Thank you for hanging. I sleep below, dreaming dreams that only sailors know. It will soothe your mind, smooth away your light, set your clock back on your own time. And if you sail with me, we will find the sea. We will find our love overlooking. Find our love over again. We will find our love over again. You guys made my night. Thank you. I love y'all. Thanks so much.
25-year Grand Ole Opry star, Steve Warner, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Warner. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for being a part of this very special night once again. Good night, everyone, from the Grand Ole Opry.